Well, this weekend and on Monday, visitors and VIPs in town for the inauguration will be hitting D.C.'s trendiest establishments for food and drinks. But there's still time for you to get a spot and join the celebrations. Joining us now with more, Nikki Nellis of TheListAreYouOnIt.com and co-host of Foodie and the Beast, Sundays on our sister station, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM. Nikki, we know reservations might be a little tough to get, but there's lots of places getting in on the act and lots of places you can go.
Well, and I think you'll be surprised. So many restaurants are getting in on the act right now. Everybody is doing extended hours, not just on Monday, but all weekend long. So lots of places are doing late nights with special cocktail offerings. And we've got brunches, cocktails, tasting menus, and parties for you.
Okay, let's start with brunches.
Let's start with brunches. So Monday is a big day for brunch, believe it or not. A lot of restaurants are going to be serving them. I would definitely check out. This one is on Sunday. It happens to be at Equinox. Chef Todd Gray, you want to dine where the president dines? I would go to Equinox. He's been there a couple times. Todd Gray is putting out a terrific menu, not just celebrating the inauguration, but also Martin Luther King Day, with specific menu items in mind for both the president and Martin Luther King, which I think is kind of cool. On the actual day, Carmine's, Hill Country, both those places, big, huge restaurants, they're going to be open all day. There's going to be specials all day, brunch, lunch, dinner, cocktail. So on Monday, if you're down there, you'll be in the right place. Cocktails, again, all weekend long, lots of fun cocktails available. I would check out what Firefly is doing off of DuPont Circle. All weekend long, they're doing things like the South Side or the Chicago Fizz. Over at all of Robert Wiedemeyer restaurants, the Muscle Bar and Beck's and Marcel's, you can find the Obamatini, which I'm sure is really tasty.
Oh, do we know what's in that?
Yeah, well, I think it's a take on a martini. You know, everybody has in mind what they think the president likes to drink, so they make something up based on that.
For example,
so at Napoleon, they're doing a Black Forest Berry Bonapartini. I just want to say that right. It's a mouthful. And they say they're making it because apparently Obama's favorite drink is a Black Forest Berry iced tea.
Oh.
News to me. So they're doing a cocktail based on that. There are some tasting menus on Monday that I would definitely hit if you're looking for a big meal to celebrate. Lincoln Restaurant downtown is doing a 6-course presidential inspired menu. And over in Alexandria, Virtue is doing a 5-course beer dinner, and they're featuring local brewery DC Brow. So lots of fun, so many different fun ways.
There are some parties too that you can tell us about.
Now, these are not the invite only parties, but these are fun parties. So I would definitely check out Brightest Young Things. It's a huge publication here. They're very hipster-y and fun. It's where the cool kids hang out. They are doing an all-day inauguration bash. It's at Bohemian Caverns, and you can be there for the swear-in, for the happy hour, to the all-night bash. They're doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's an all-day party.
Wow.
There are still a few tickets left. I would definitely jump on that. And I just found out Birch and Barley is doing their Brewers Ball. They will be open all day as well, but they have beer makers coming in from all around the country, over 10 different beer makers. Of course, some locals too, like Three Star Brewing. Kyle Bailey will be serving fun food. So will his wife, Tiffany McIsaac, who's the pastry chef. And fabulous beers. What better way to ring in the inauguration?
Tons of great stuff from Nikki Nellis from Foodie and the Beast on our sister station, and also the list are you on it.com. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.